All right, so when I first met Kelly, we were at the Gorge Road Jump Park, and I was very new to this whole biking world. I just started dating a biker, and I was there, and he and Foz had just picked up this boat, which was aptly named the Old Shitter, and we somehow managed to get it to Gorge Road Jump Park, and they were trying to get it going. It had like a Datsun engine in it or something, and we got there, and then the boys were trying, we were all sitting on it trying to get it going, and then this massive dude out of nowhere just turned up, and for some reason he had, so I still to this day don't actually know, he had straightened hair, and he just jumped on this boat and just started hitting this engine with a hammer, and I didn't know who this person was, but he was huge. And then I think Tom turned around and introduced him to me, and he just turned to me and he just gave it his, you know, bring it in, and he gave me this massive hug, and then he asked me about me, and I think that nailed it for me with Kelly. You know, like, he was my mate from day one, and that, I think in that it explains who he is, because it didn't matter who you were, like, if you gave him the time, he gave you the time, and he was interested in you no matter who you were, and he wanted to be your buddy, and he would be your buddy. And I think, I remember when Kelly had just passed, and it was a couple of days after, and I was driving back from Sammy's, and I was driving home, and it was the first time I'd been on my own since it happened, and I just remember driving through town, and I was looking around, and I just kept thinking that the world just seemed, it just seemed like it just wasn't so shiny anymore, like it had lost some of its shine, and I didn't get that, I didn't get why, you know, he could be taken, like, such an amazing guy with such a big heart, maybe too big a heart, could be just taken just like that. And I think, you know, like, it took me a long time to see, but someone, you know, pretty important to me said to me that, you know, we were lucky to have Kelly for as long as we did. And I get that now, that as much as it sucks that he's gone, that I was lucky to have him in my life for the amount of time I did. And I think now I see it as, it's hard, but I think the world was maybe just shinier for him being in it, and it's shinier now still because of his impact on people, and you can see that now with the Magaza Fest, you can see it in all his friends and what they do and how they ride together and how it all comes together, and that's the legacy that he left behind.